parking, passing through secure entrances. Policy. Employees entering a building must not allow anyone not personally known to them to follow behind them when they have used a secure means, such as a card key, to gain entrance. Piggybacking. Explanation. Employees must understand that it is not rude to require unknown persons to authenticate themselves before helping them enter a facility or access a secure area. Social engineers frequently use a technique known as piggybacking, in which they lie in wait for another person who is entering a facility or a sensitive area and then simply enter with them. Most people feel uncomfortable challenging others, assuming that they are probably legitimate employees. Another piggybacking technique is to carry several boxes so that an unsuspecting worker opens or holds the door to help. 7. Shredding sensitive documents. Policy. Sensitive documents to be discarded must be cross-shredded. Media, including hard drives that have ever contained sensitive information or materials, must be destroyed in accordance with the procedures set forth by the group responsible for information security. Explanation. Standard shredders do not adequately destroy documents. Cross-shredders turn documents into pulp. The best security practice is to presume that the organization's chief competitors will be rifling through discarded materials looking for any intelligence that could be beneficial to them. Industrial spies and computer attackers regularly obtain sensitive information from materials tossed in the trash. In some cases, business competitors have been known to attempt bribery of cleaning crews to turn over company trash. In one recent example, an employee at Goldman Sachs discovered items that were used in an insider trading scheme from the trash. 8. Personal identifiers. Policy. Personal identifiers, such as employee number, social security number, driver's license number, date and place of birth, and mother's maiden name, should never be used as a means of verifying identity. These identifiers are not secret and can be obtained by numerous means. Explanation. A social engineer can obtain other people's personal identifiers for a price. And, in fact, contrary to popular belief, anyone with a credit card and access to the Internet can obtain these pieces of personal identification. Yet despite the obvious dangers, banks, utility companies, and credit card companies commonly use these identifiers. This is one reason that identity theft is the fastest growing crime of the decade. 9. Organization charts. Policy. Details shown on the company's organization chart must not be disclosed to anyone other than company employees. Explanation. Corporate structure information includes organization charts, hierarchy charts, departmental employee lists, reporting structure, employee names, employee positions, internal contact numbers, employee numbers, or similar information. In the first phase of a social engineering attack, the goal is to gather information about the internal structure of the company. This information is then used to strategize an attack plan. The attacker can also analyze this information to determine which employees are likely to have access to the data that he seeks. During the attack, the information makes the attacker appear as a knowledgeable employee, making it more likely he'll dupe his victim into compliance. 10. Private information about employees. Policy. Any requests for private employee information must be referred to Human Resources. Explanation. An exception to this policy may be the telephone number for an employee who needs to be contacted regarding a work-related issue or who is acting in an on-call role. However, it is always preferable to get the requester's phone number and have the employee call him or her back. Computer use. 1. Entering commands into a computer. Policy. Company personnel should never enter commands into a computer or computer-related equipment at the request of another person unless the requester has been verified as an employee of the Information Technology Department. Explanation. One common ploy of social engineers is to request that an employee enter a command that makes a change to the system's configuration, allows the attacker to access the victim's computer without providing authentication, or allows the attacker to retrieve information that can be used to facilitate a technical attack. 2. Internal naming conventions. Policy. Employees must not disclose the internal names of computer systems or databases without prior verification that the requester is employed by the company. Explanation. Social engineers will sometimes attempt to obtain the names of company computer systems. Once the names are known, the attacker places a call to the company and masquerades as a legitimate employee having trouble accessing or using one of the systems. By knowing the internal name assigned to the particular system, the social engineer gains credibility. 3. Requests to run programs. Policy. Company personnel should never run any computer applications or programs at the request of another person unless the requester has been verified as an employee of the Information Technology Department. Explanation. Any request to run programs, applications, or perform any activity on a computer must be refused unless the requester is positively identified as an employee in the Information Technology Department. If the request involves revealing confidential information from any file or electronic message, responding to the request must be in accordance with the procedures for releasing confidential information.